Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. We are in a wonderful series that is a typical Derek Prince, absolute jam every truth in the Bible into the teaching kind of thing. It's been wonderful. The theme is a new beginning, but Derek has taught us about repentance and forgiveness and renewal. Now he's on the rebirth by the Holy Spirit and how that distinguishes from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's the way biblical truth is. We can't just take one topic and stay on it for 10 years and not integrate it with the rest of biblical truth. So I love it when Derek ties all of this together. Now listen, if you've missed any of this, log on to our website at derekprince.org. But let's get ready as Derek teaches us today about a new beginning.
We've been systematically analyzing the series of logical steps which Paul unfolds in Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. I've read those verses a number of times, and I do trust that somehow they're being imprinted by the Holy Spirit on your heart and mine in a way that nothing will ever erase. So I make no apology for reading them once more. Titus 3, 3 through 7. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. So far, in reading through that passage, we've analyzed the following steps. Number one, we saw our natural condition of need, summed up in those words that are so powerful and so severe and yet so true: foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved, living in malice and envy, hated and hating. And then we saw God's historical intervention. In the person of Jesus, God came on the scene of human history, and the result of His coming, He saved us. He brought us salvation. Salvation that we did not have to earn, that was not because of our righteousness, but because of His mercy. And the outworking of that salvation, washing, rebirth, renewal, by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit moving within us, and then following that inner change of rebirth, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us, the supernatural clothing with power from on high to make us effective witnesses for God. And I pointed out that there's a difference between the rebirth of the Holy Spirit and the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The first qualifies us for heaven, but the second, the baptism, equips us for life on earth, equips us to be effective witnesses for Jesus. You'll recall that when Jesus sent out His first disciples, whom He had trained so carefully for 3.5 years, He did not permit them to go out until they had received this supernatural empowering to become His witnesses. If those first disciples, whom Jesus had trained personally for more than 3 years, were not equipped to live and work for Jesus without that supernatural power, then I do not see how we can possibly believe that we could be so equipped without it. Now I'm going on to the next step, which is found in Titus 3, verse 7. After speaking of the outpouring of the Spirit upon us, Paul goes on, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. At various points in this series of talks on a new beginning, I have referred to the prayer of King David in Psalm 51, where he's confronted with his own sinful condition, the lost condition of his heart, his own inability to do good or to change himself. And we've quoted a number of verses from that prayer, which found their answer in God's intervention and salvation through Jesus. Let's look again at a prayer that David prayed in Psalm 51, verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. We see there that somehow David was conscious that the record of his sin was always before God. In fact, not only was it before God, but it was before David's own mind. And he cried in agony, hide your face from my sins. Stop looking at my sins. Blot out all my iniquity. God, take away that record. I don't want to have to be confronted by it throughout eternity. And the answer to David's prayer is contained in a large measure in that one word that Paul uses here in Titus chapter 3 and verse 7. So that having been justified by his grace.
You know, I want to be sure to emphasize that the truths that Derek is teaching us about are not just to be heard and understood, they're to be lived. So everything you're hearing in this teaching, take it to God in prayer. Try to experience it, not just understand it. We want to understand, but we want to understand in order to experience. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
What can a dog teach you about the Christian life? The surprising answer is quite a bit. In his CD teaching, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, Derek Prince explains how that Hebrew name, Caleb, literally means a dog. And he reveals some canine characteristics found in the biblical figure, Caleb, that positioned him to be used mightily by God. With it, you'll discover how to experience the flavor, victory, and blessing Caleb enjoyed for yourself. Call now to order your own copy of this insightful CD for only $6.95. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. There's never been a greater need for teaching like his. Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday. Please log on to the website if you've missed any of this marvelous teaching on a new beginning. DerekPrince.org. We want you to absolutely soak in these powerful truths as Derek teaches us more about a new beginning.
The word justified says so much. We could translate it acquitted, found not guilty. The charge dismissed, the record expunged from the proceedings of the law courts. But more than that, to justify means, in the fullest sense, to make righteous. And so, when Paul says we've been justified by God's grace, it means not merely that we've been acquitted, not merely that the record has been expunged, but that we have been accounted righteous. We're no longer guilty. There is no longer even the taint of guilt. Somehow it's been done away with, and we make that totally new start without any shadow of guilt over our lives. This is provided only through the death of Jesus Christ. Paul says this so plainly in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, one of those great key verses of the New Testament. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, justified, acquitted, made righteous. No longer does God have a case against us. No longer is there anything in the records of heaven that we have to answer to. The record has been cleansed. There's no charge to answer now. We have been made righteous, acquitted. That's the meaning of that word, justified. How can it be that we who were so guilty have been made righteous? How could it ever come about? The answer is, it was made possible only through the cross, through the death of Jesus, through that which took place when Jesus hung on the cross and died there. It's summed up in one very vivid and beautiful verse. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, speaking about the death of Jesus for our sins, Paul says, God made him who had no sin, that is Jesus, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. There was an exchange that took place. The evil that was due to us and to our sin came upon Jesus, that in return the good that was due by eternal right and by his perfect obedience to Jesus might be made available to us. I want to say that very simply. I want to impress it on your mind. May you never forget it. May it stay with you in moments of doubt, darkness, and fear, and loneliness. God visited upon Jesus the evil that was due to all of us, that in return he might make available to you and to me the good that was due by eternal right to Jesus. There are many aspects of this exchange. Jesus died our death that we might have his life. He was wounded that we might be healed. He was banished from the presence of God that we might be welcomed into the presence of God. But one of the most central aspects of this exchange is that which Paul states here, 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. I want you to meditate on that. We do not have to patch up our own righteousness. We don't have to mend that tattered garment. But God says, cast it away. It's only filthy rags at the best. I'll give you a completely new garment. The prophet Isaiah says that God provides us with a garment of salvation and a robe of righteousness. Don't forget that when you receive salvation, that's the first item of clothing. But God follows it with the robe of righteousness, the spotless righteousness of Jesus Christ. You are justified, made righteous with a righteousness that you could never achieve by your own efforts. Remember, it's not because of our righteousness. It's because of God's mercy. And the outcome is summed up in two beautiful words in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The two words are, no condemnation. Romans 8, 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The therefore follows on after explaining what has been accomplished by the death of Jesus on our behalf. As a result of his death, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are acquitted, we're reckoned righteous, the record of our sin is blotted out, we begin with a totally new start. This is the gateway to fullness of life.
Boy, if there's any truth that some of us need to experience right now, it's that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If the devil and your own soul is hammering you with your past failings, cut it off in the name of Jesus. There is no condemnation. There is more to come, though, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, Simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. Glad you've joined us. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and joining me in the studio today is the executive producer of our show, Christopher Selby. Chris, great having you with me.
Hey, Stephen.
You know, this theme that Derek is teaching us about is just absolutely powerful, and I've even been thinking about some conversations I've had with my daughter recently about how she said, "Dad, I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to be, you know, live beneath your expectations," and I had to take her in my arms and say, "Honey, there's not anything you can do to change the way that I love you and the way that I see you." And about the time I let those words out of my mouth, I realized that's exactly the way God is with us. He's right. Seeing us in terms of the destiny and the creature that he's made us to be.
Last night I was thinking about these programs and meditating on the teaching we've been hearing and just spending some time in the Word about it. And I kind of went, I found, you know, the Lord leading me to, you know, the 23rd Psalm, you know, probably the most well-known passage in the entire Bible, and just that verse, and I think we probably all know it best in the old King James, "He restoreth my soul." You know, this idea of restoration that comes from the Lord, that he does it, he's the one that does the work. And just that word restore and restoration got me thinking about my dad. For those who know my father, and you know my father,
of course,
very well.
Yes.
He is a classic car enthusiast, to say the least.
Oh, my gosh, he sure is.
I spent a great deal of my childhood around old cars, and particularly, you know, Thunderbirds, old 1965 Thunderbirds that Dad would restore. So he'd, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, going to junkyards or, you know, trade shows and find these old beat-up cars and get them towed to the house because they didn't even run, you know, much to Mom's chagrin. At one point, we had, you know, 10 of these things, 12 of these things lying around. He'd use them for parts cars, and he'd work on them, but he would just toil endlessly over these things. But the final product were these beautiful show cars that were renowned in the area that we lived in because they were such beautiful works when they were done. But they didn't start that way. They started pretty bad. They started terrible, really completely inoperable. They didn't run. They were rusted out. They were just junk, basically. But he put that time, that effort into turn them into something beautiful. And I just feel that God works with us that way too. You know, that we start out pretty bad, about as bad as it gets, but his love and his patience and his supernatural power to give us a new beginning and restore us is something that, you know, every time I go over to my dad's house, I see he still has one of them left. He still has his pride and joy he still has left. Every time I go over there, I see it. It's going to be hard to go over there now and not think about this concept of God restoring us and giving us a new beginning and taking us from junkers and turning us into classic car masterpieces.
But, you know, the defining thing in your father's work with those cars was his vision. Let's picture it now. He walks on the lot. There's an old clunker. 50 other people have walked by that and not seen the potential in it, not seen what it could be. But your father had a vision. All the time he was, you know, knocking out that rust and redoing the body and rebuilding the engine and by ordering the parts and all that, all the time he was doing it according to a vision for that car that he carried in his mind that your mom probably didn't have, you probably didn't have,
no.
but it became a reality. And you know, Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that before God were even conceived in the womb, God has a purpose for our lives. So he is seeing us in terms of that purpose. Well, we're looking, so to speak, at the other side of the tapestry. So we're all preoccupied with our sins and our failings and the bills that need to be paid and what didn't go right at work. Right. God is continuing to work every day, perfecting that work which pertains to us, completing the work he's begun in us according to a vision that he has for us. And man, if we could get that in our heads and
exactly,
our hearts,
right,
we would change this world. Just no question about it.
Yeah, I know that there are times where I know that I need a new beginning and I feel like there's no way. I'm too far gone. You know, I've done it this time. I finally, you know, went over the edge and, you know, just feel that gentle, you know, tug of the Holy Spirit to say, no, come on. It's not too late. You know, that vision that God has for us beyond what we can see, you know, through our own eyes is something very special.
You know, Chris, as I sit here and we do this program and we sort of wrap our conversations around Derek's teaching, you know, I'm always moved with the situations in people's lives. I pastored for 21 years, and so I know that there are people listening right now who are convinced God's done with them because they, and I don't mean to be overly graphic on the air, but, you know, they bought some porn or something, right. You know, or they got drunk. And I don't mean to minimize any of that. It's sin, it's wrong, right. But it doesn't mean that God's done with your life.
Absolutely.
And I'm particularly aware that because of the way the churches often function, as much as there are wonderful churches in the world, many times people in churches are made to feel like they just can never amount to anything because maybe systems of legalism or condemnation. And I wonder if you'd just take a couple of minutes here and pray.
Absolutely.
Break that in people's lives, lead them through a few steps. We don't have a great deal of time, but I don't want this to hang in the air as academic information. I want
exactly.
people to experience
right.
the power of God.
Let's pray. Father, I just pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would allow us to maybe see a glimpse of the way you see us, that we would not see our filthiness, not see our sin, but Lord, that you would bring us to repentance, that we can have that new beginning, and that you would cleanse us and restore our souls, Lord, that you would be that master craftsman that pulls us out of the depths and brings us to new heights and new glories for your name's sake, Lord, that we can be a demonstration of your goodness to the world. And I just want to come against any condemnation, any feelings of guilt that may be attacking listeners right now, and I just rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it, and I say, Satan, you are a liar. You have no place in their minds. Leave them alone. I command you to be silent, that only the voice of the Holy Spirit will be present in their minds right now. Lord, we just thank you for the restoration that you bring us. It is for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Now listen, we want these truths to continue to cycle in your soul. And so log on to our website at derekprince.org. You can listen to the teaching we've heard today and all the rest of this series. We've had a whole previous week before this week's teaching, and you can listen to it over and again. Also, we have a booklet for you that we want to make available just absolutely free in postage paid. It's called Complete Salvation. It's a great teaching by Derek Prince on the very themes that we're dealing with right now, how to walk in the fullness of the salvation that God has ordained for you. Now, you can get that on the website at derekprince.org, or you can call us at 1-800-448-3261, 1-800-448-3261, to get the booklet, Complete Salvation. Now, Christopher, we've just got a minute or so, but uh-huh. just, you know, I'm so moved by the emails that we get of people who are actually experiencing these truths. You know, the last thing we want to do is just have a lot of stuff going out over the air that doesn't change lives, but we're really hearing from people about
Absolutely.
Change lives.
We are. We get emails all the time. It's tremendous to hear these reports from folks who are being ministered to by the Lord through this radio program. It's an honor and a privilege that we can be here and do this and bring the truth of God's word into people's lives on a daily basis.
Well, and I'm convinced that the truths that they're hearing today, they can actually experience.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I want to urge those of you who are listening. Again, I'm my primary gift is as a teacher, and so I don't want people just to know things. I want them to experience things. And the truth that you're hearing today from the scriptures, as Derek teaches them, there are specific steps you're being urged to take. So don't just take notes and then close your notebook and go off and cook dinner. Take time to pray them. Take time to ask God to do them. Take time to obey them on your own and watch God work powerfully in your life. We want to see this broadcast be an application of the Word and the Spirit of God in your life. And so our focus is on you experiencing. Christopher, it's great to have you with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's insightful audio CD, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, for only $6.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free copy of Derek's powerful little booklet, Complete Salvation. It's yours, free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771.
And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.